Be more interested in the person across from you, and do not worry about what is on your mind or what is on your agenda. Let's start making introductions and connections and networking events more about forging relationships than truly thinking it's just going to propel and better your agenda.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor. Hope you're doing fantastic. I hope your spring is off to a phenomenal start. And it's hard to believe that it is May. That is right. It is May. That is the fifth month of 2024. That means that Q1 is done. We are almost in the half of Q2. Wow. I hope all your business goals, personal goals, finance goals, everything are jumping off the charts. And you guys are having an absolutely amazing year. Thank you so much for the listens, the downloads, the subscribes to a very successful first start of 2024. This whole community would not be anywhere without you, the listeners, the people that listen, the subscribe, but just everything and above. I can't express how much it means to me. And also, I want to give a, you know what's really cool? I just want to acknowledge. So I'm in my car right now and I'm driving. And that's how I'm doing this podcast. And so, oddly enough, you'll know if you follow me on any of the social media platforms and LinkedIn or anything, you know, that's our businesses is podcasting and strategically using podcasting and making it very, very simple and easy. And I just want to highlight that I'm actually recording this podcast while I'm driving in my car. So if someone told you that podcasting is hard and it can't be done and there's just too much complexity, I'm here to tell you that podcasting for your business in a very strategic way can be monumentally life-changing. It really can. It can create you as a brand leader. It can give you thought leadership. And it's something I'm very, very passionate about. And it worked out perfectly because I'm in my car right now and a water bottle moved and made a clanging noise. And it's just, I want to acknowledge, hey, I'm in my car right now recording this. And if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, this audio sounds good, it's because I teach people how to do that. I teach them how to make it sound good. I teach you how to strategically use podcasting in your business, either through demand generation, thought leadership. That is what we do. So today's solo episode, also thank you for anyone that gave me a happy birthday last week. I did that 35 things that I learned in 35 years, and I know that that was very successful too. So on today's episode, I want to do some quick little tidbits on what I know you can do to stand out when you are in a setting, whether you're in a group, whether you are meeting people for the first time. And what made me want to do this episode is I spent some time, there's an absolutely amazing, remarkable group down where I live in the panhandle of Florida. It's called Impact 30A. And first off, if you're listening to this right now, I'm going to absolutely give a free shout out to the guys of Impact 30A, Paul Wise, Matt Blakely. They put on a group of entrepreneurs down in Rosemary Beach. That's where it's been since the inception of Impact 30A. And they put this group of entrepreneurship people and entrepreneurs together to really get together and grow as a community, talk about business. And it's not just your normal networking group. It truly is a very powerful group to where you can get around, you can talk business. And I've been a part of networking groups. And you know, when you go into these groups and you go to meetings or you go to get-togethers, they just kind of feel slimy. People are always looking to make a quick buck, and this is the farthest from that. It is real connections. People are looking to make real business growth connections, and I cannot speak more highly of Impact 30A. So if you are in the Panhandle area, heck, if you are in anywhere within driving distance, make sure you go to Impact 30A. Go to their Instagram. Go check out Paul Wise on Instagram. Go check out Matt Blakely on Instagram. And it's a phenomenal group, and you'll catch me there anytime that there is a group kind of going on, or if there anytime they have an event going on. So with that, here are some nuggets. Here are some things that I just want to say, hey, how can you stand out when you are meeting people, engaging with people to leave a lasting impression and make the connection deeper? So just some little things that I like to highlight, what I like to do when in those situations. The first thing, when you're meeting someone, you know, a lot of times it's like, okay, what's your name? How do you introduce yourself? What I have found to be, and I learned this from a mentor of mine, is that when you go into a room or you go into a conversation, if you stick your hand out to meet someone, say your name first. So you introduce your name first. So it's kind of like you are taking that first step and saying, hey, my name is Lane. What is your name? Hey, my name is Lane. What is your name? I have always found that to be an unbelievably powerful networking thing, because I want to let people know that I want to come into their circle. I want to come into their sphere. And what I have known from body language as well is when that happens, if I step into someone's circle around them and I put my hand out and I say, hey, my name is Lane, I'm going to go ahead and tell you 10 times out of 10, they're going to come back and they're going to say, my name is. And I just love that little tidbit of advice. I share it with individuals. I get to share it now on this episode because it's such a, I think it's a pretty easily thing to implement when meeting people, even at like a networking event. But it's something that I'm so passionate about, is just breaking that wall down and just introducing yourself first. Now, number two, when you're meeting someone or you're interacting with someone, if there is an opportunity to ask someone what it is they love to do, what is it that lights them up? Now, this is something that I also learned from someone that I have interviewed on many podcasts before. I can't remember exactly who it was, but I feel like the common thing is like, hey, you know, what it is that you do, or what is your business, or what do you do? That's such a very common question. And honestly, it's kind of, I don't know, I don't really love that question. Like, I would want to know more from individuals of like, what lights you up? So with that, usually sometimes I love to ask people when you're asking questions is, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you love to do? What lights you up? You are then able to find more about that person in that next statement than you asking them what it is that you do in regards to like business or profession. If you can let someone talk about what they love to do and why they love to do it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to build a stronger, deeper connection. Think about that. Hey, I'm Lane. Nice to meet you. Man, tell me what it is you love to do. What lights you up? And how amazing is it that if you can find something within those conversations that you have a mutual liking to, you just made a super, super deep connection. So try that next time you're introducing yourself to someone. Stay away from the what is it you do question. Ask someone what lights them up first. Ask them what lights them up first. And the third little bit of tidbit, I just want to do three today because I think it's so simple. And I just got done going to that amazing Impact 30A event. And it just reminded me, I was like, I want to share some things that I do when practicing when going to networking events like that. Number three, and I probably think this would be from my years of kind of podcasting and asking conversations, but I this is what I want you to think about too. So when you are talking to someone in those groups or introducing yourself for the first time, be more interested than the person that you're talking to than worrying about what your point and what you want to get across. I'm going to say that again. Be more interested in the person across from you, and do not worry about what is on your mind or what is on your agenda. Let's start making introductions and connections and networking events more about forging relationships than truly thinking it's just going to propel and better your agenda. That, my friend, will help you build your network, will help you build your connections. And again, the old saying goes, show me your network and I'll show you your net worth. Number one, let's go all the way back for a second. When you introduce someone, say your name first. Break down that barrier. Number two, ask them what lights them up. Ask them why they get excited about what they do every single day. What is it that they love to do? Not on a business standpoint. And number three, genuinely ask more questions and be more interested in them and leave your agenda at the door, at the coffee shop, wherever you're meeting these new connections. And then have more connections, have a better network, which again, increases your net worth. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And again, shout out to the Impact 38 guys, Paul and Matt. They do an amazing job. And if you're in the area, go there and shoot me a message if you can't find their Instagram, or it's very, very simple. Go over there and I will see you at the next networking event. And I hope these are helpful too. I love networking with people. As my wife says, I will talk to literally anyone and I make as many friends as I can, and I will leave conversations and I will tell you all this too. I'll just be very, very honest with you. I now leave conversations and I never, ever, I'm not gonna say never, ever. There's a lot of times I don't talk about myself. People have no idea what I stand for. They have no idea what I do, what I like, but you know what? I don't care. Because if I can make that other person feel different and leave a lasting impression, that's all that I want to leave in this world. Guys, thank you so much. Share this episode with someone that you think it would add value to. And if you're in the area and you want to come to Impact 38, come with me as a guest. And I don't know. I just hope this episode is helpful as I'm sitting here about to go out on the beach and jump in the water. Love you guys so much. And do me a favor, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review, because you guys are a 5-star rating and a 5-star review type of community. Love you guys. See you next episode.